Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Laubscher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Laubscher, and thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Ninja podcast. I appreciate you spending most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. Just a reminder that you can check out all of our past episodes and along with our community resources at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. There's also a link to my other podcast, Cashflow Investing Secrets. In that show, it's 10 minutes or less. I share one idea, concept, or lesson that I've learned from interviewing over 600 Cashflow Ninjas and studying the ultra wealthy for over two decades. Here's one lesson that I have learned from studying the ultra wealthy and having access to ultra wealthy individuals, multimillionaires, is they place a huge importance on the quality of information and data that they have available. Because the quality of the data will impact the quality of the decisions that you make as a business owner, an entrepreneur, or as an investor. I had a conversation with my friend Dave Stitch, and Dave, multimillionaire, lives in Puerto Rico, and he invests heavily, a high six-figure amount every single year, in data and getting access to the best data possible. And because he invests heavily in data, this has allowed him to see what's coming. It's almost like he's got a crystal ball. Here's some of the calls that he made. He spoke at Harvard in 2005, and he said that in 2007, the real estate market will start to crash. He also then predicted that Las Vegas would be the number one market to buy real estate in 2008, which became true. And then again in 2011, he called the bottom of the real estate market and said in 2012, real estate prices would start to take off again. And if you look back now, that's exactly what happened. And then last year, I was having dinner with him after he did a presentation, which I found extremely valuable. And we had this discussion at dinner that, you know, everything that he's seeing is showing him there's a recession coming in 2020. Be prepared for it. And that's what I took away from dinner that night with him. And COVID or not, we're here. We're in a recession. Some say a major depression or the greatest depression, as some would call it, years from now. Anyway, so Dave has made available an opportunity for us, our community. I had a conversation with him the other day, and he said, you know, I have access to this data. I'm looking at what's coming down the road, and I wanted to share this. Would you be interested in having this conversation or bringing this to your listeners and your viewers? And I jumped on top of it, of course. I want to give you access to individuals such as him. And in this presentation, a webinar that he will be hosting with me on September 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which you can sign up for at cashflowninja.com/SOTU, S-O-T-U, for State of the Union. So cashflowninja.com/SOTU. In this presentation, he's going to share what's coming next in real estate. Who doesn't want to know that? I get emails about this constantly. So he's going to talk about what's coming next, what you should do about it, and how you can potentially avoid what's coming down the road and or capitalize on it. Opportunities like this, really, they don't come along a lot. So I would highly recommend you jump on the webinar. He's going to share all these things. Individuals like him are usually not accessible for the public. You'll be able to jump on a webinar, which will be live, not recorded, listen to his presentation, and ask him questions live. So again, cashflowninja.com/SOTU, highly recommend it. In today's episode, I'm going to share how you can take an existing business that's brick and mortar, analog, and take it online. I had a conversation with someone the other day where I just kind of just brainstorm some ideas of how to take an existing business and take it online and some steps. And the individual found it very, very valuable. And I wanted, I figured I'd share this with folks, and maybe there's something that you can add to my conversation here that I'm about to share with you of how you can do that. So I put together 5 steps of how you can take an existing business and take it digital or online. The reasons for doing it is a very self-explanatory. If we're looking at what's coming down the line, in a previous episode, I shared that the World Health Organization is already saying that it might take up to 5 years to have the COVID-19 virus under control. 5 years. Now, if you're going to live for the next 5 years and anticipating that it's going to stop, start, there's going to be more cases, we're not going to go fully operational in our businesses and in society for the next 5 years, you're going to have to do something to take the business that you have and take it digital. It's going to be sink or swim. That's the only way that businesses will survive, right? You cannot survive if you're not fully operational and fully functional, and you have to conduct business in person, or someone's actually going to come into your store to conduct business with you. You're going to have to find a way to take it online.
Investors, don't sleep on this market and trends. Did you know that in many cities across the U.S., renters now outnumber owners, and demand will only increase? More and more will be renting in droves, and it's putting the squeeze on a tight rental market. Four Peaks Capital Partners has been successfully investing in this proven, recession-resistant sector for years, providing investors with passive income and capital appreciation. Protect your portfolio and invest in private real estate funds, because the demand for affordable housing will only increase. Invest with Four Peaks and let us do all the work. Find out more by calling 8775-INCOME. That's 8775-INCOME. Or visit privateincomeinvesting.com. That's privateincomeinvesting.com.
So the first step in this process, regardless if you have a business that sells products or distributes products or manufactures and distributes products, or you have a service business, is step number one, you have to document every single process step by step, standard operating procedures. Make sure that everything is documented. It's painful. If you haven't done it, most businesses actually have this already in place. But if you don't, you have to document every single step of every part of your business. That is some homework there, but that's the first step in taking a business and moving it to a more digital version or moving it online. You have to know how everything works step by step by step by step. Okay. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the standard operating procedures, the SOPs. That's step number one. So step number two is creating then a flow, outlining it and charting it. There's essentially 4 parts of a business, and you've got to find customers, right? So there's a marketing side of it. You got to market. You have to find your ideal customers or clients, and then you have to bring them into a sales process where they are then converted into customers and clients, and then you have to fulfill the whatever you sold, whether it be a product or a service, to them, and then there's ongoing client or customer management and so forth. So think about, if you're a store right now selling, let's just say, widget A, you've got to find customer somewhere, right? You have to lure them into the store. So it's either with paid advertising, it's social media, it's flyers. There's some way that you get the message out there that you have a business, right? And there's foot traffic, of course. There's drive-bys and so forth. But you have to get someone in your store, number one. So, and number two, when they're in your store and coming into your store, you then have to assist them and ask them what they're looking for, take them through a whole process and help them determine if what you have to offer is a good fit for them, and obviously convert them into a customer and sell them widget A. Then after you sell them that, you have to fulfill it, so you have to actually deliver product to them and hand it over to them, check them out, and then you've now made the sale. They are a customer. They have that widget A of your company. And now you have to stay in touch with them somehow. Now, there's different ways that folks do it, whether it's an email list, even for the brick and mortar stores, or whether it's just collecting some data from them and mailing them coupons, or there's many different ways how folks do it. You can essentially take all of that, that entire process that I just walk you through, how someone goes into a store and buys something, you can take that and put that all online. But you have to chart everything. You have to know exactly the flow, basically, and chart it of how the processes work, how the marketing process works, where you find customers or clients, how you find them, whether it's social media, mailers, coupons, sponsorships, ads, whether it's ads in print or ads online, if you're not doing that yet. And then you've got to take them through a process. And if you sell folks, let's just say that widget, there's usually a best practice of how to do it, right? There's usually when somebody comes in for whatever product you're selling them or service, there's a number of questions that you have to ask to determine if it's the right fit for them. There's a process involved with this, and there's usually a best practice starting the conversation with someone in your store until when somebody checks out at the register and you ring them up and they buy the product. In that process, that conversation, there's a ton of questions that people ask too, right? There's frequently asked questions. And this, in any business, there's the same questions that keep coming up, right? And there's the same objections to let's just say, to the product or the service that come up as well. So you have the frequently asked questions, you have the frequent objections that'll come up from potential prospects. And this is everything. I mean, this is everything that needs to be documented. So you need to literally put this all together. So step one, standard operating procedures, document everything in your business step by step. Step number two, chart everything, the flow, the marketing to the sales process, everything. You want everything in there. You want to write down the entire conversation, the best practice, everything needs to be there. Then eventually the fulfillment, how that process works, you know, taking someone to the register, ringing them up, taking their information, and then how you stay in touch with them. You're going to write all that down. And once you have that documented, the standard operating procedures, and you've charted this entire flow and sequence of how someone goes from hearing about your company or your business to actually walking into the store and leaving there with the product, and also write down as many variations of that as possible, because there might be four or five different ways that people find you. There might be four or five different type of clientele that come in for a product business or a service business, right? Okay, so those are the first two steps, is figuring that out. Then on the third step is then taking this all online. So from a marketing standpoint, this, most folks have already, even if you have a brick and mortar business and a business where you conduct and transact in person, most people have already figured this out. But you can essentially go and find through social media advertisements, whether it's Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads, YouTube ads, Instagram ads, you can go and find, specifically target the people that you're looking for on platforms already and drive them towards your new online store, which is now not physical, it's just online. We are living through unprecedented times, and many experts say that in the coming months and years, we're about to see some of the best real estate opportunities of our lifetime. Who's going to benefit the most from these opportunities? Those with access to capital, which is where the Real Estate Accelerator comes in. Brought to you by Good Egg Investments, the Real Estate Accelerator is an online course and mastermind that will give you everything you need to raise private capital for real estate syndications. Through building a killer brand that attracts the right investors, you'll be able to take advantage of the upcoming opportunities and scale your business. To learn more, check out cashflowninja.com/goodegg. So the marketing side of it, there's not a whole lot of big, massive changes. We're already all aware of this. We all know that we have to go and find them online because that's where most people are. So online advertisements, online posting, a social media presence, whether it's a podcast, if it fits your niche, and for most, it does. You know, I remember about 4.5 years, 5 years ago when I started looking into podcasting, there was actually a gentleman that started a show that was very successful, and it actually, he had a great thriving business because of it. And basically what the show was about is brewing craft beer. And he was selling brewery kits and so forth. So even an industry or a business so niche-y such as that had a place for a podcast. So you have to figure out how you want to do it. What platform do you want to build? Do you want to build a YouTube channel? Do you want to build a podcast? Do you just want to do online posts? Do you want to do Facebook Lives? Do you want to run ads, right? So of course, not to get down in too much into the weeds, but you could do paid, as I've already mentioned, the ads, and you can do organic and build your own platforms instead of just advertising on the platforms. And that's all going to be based on, yeah, your marketing strategy of how to find your ideal client or customer. So that would be the marketing side of it. You're going to have to get people in the store just as you did with your physical store. So it's just now done online. And then you're going to drive them to your online store. And your online store is where the sales conversion takes place, where they come in as a prospect and they leave a customer or a client. And what I've used and what folks have used a lot is funnels. So not just a website. You don't want to send someone to just a website with your information on there. You actually want to send someone to a funnel which takes them through the entire sales process just as you would inside the store. So let's use that same example where somebody came in and bought widget A from you. So if you're running paid advertisements and you're running, let's just say you've built your platform and you do live streams and videos and maybe a podcast too, and maybe you blog about it too and you drive people towards this funnel, what a funnel is essentially it takes you through the entire sales process. So someone would welcome you into the store. The funnel would say that. Thank you so much for coming into my online store, my virtual store. You know, the reason why people come here is for widget A. And you would talk about widget A. And now you would start the conversation as you would do it inside the store about widget A. And you would speak about it a little bit. Maybe what, again, from a sales perspective of the problem that this widget is going to solve for people, why people buy this widget, and maybe they'll relate to a pain point that they have and the reason why they're there. And then you could take them through the frequently asked questions. You can take them through the objections that people usually have about that widget A. And there's the way that you can do it. So a number of ways. First is there's a landing page with a short video where you would welcome them and they would opt in. So they would exchange their emails and maybe their phone number and their name to learn more about this. So they would click on this, and then maybe there's 3 or 4 other videos where you walk them through the entire process. So the first one would be an introduction, let's just say, of widget A. What it is, why people would use it, what the problem it's solving. Maybe the second video then would be more specific and give them case studies or examples. And then maybe video 3 would be frequently asked questions that someone would have about that specific widget. And then maybe video 4 would then address all of the objections that people had and maybe why they were still on the fence and getting that widget. So in 4 short videos, whether it be 5 to 10 videos each, depending how long your conversation usually goes inside the store, if it takes about 20 minutes for the sale, then you could break it into, you know, again, 4 or 5 minute videos or less and just walk them through that. And then eventually have them have a button, have them click on it, which simulates you just checking them out in the store. So they've now made the decision. They're going to purchase that widget. So they're going to click on the button and start the checkout process, which you can hook up, for example, a Stripe account to this funnel, which you could do through ClickFunnels, and you could sign up for a ClickFunnels account at cashlearninja.com/ClickFunnels. But essentially, what you can do then is check them out as they click on the button, they put it in the cart, and now you're checking them out. They sign, they purchase, they put their credit card information in, they buy it, and now you can ship them the product, that specific widget, from where you warehouse it. Maybe you still keep a physical store, or maybe you now have a storage space or a warehouse space that you ship it from, and then you deliver that widget to them. Then you have their information, and now they're on an email list, and you can communicate coupons, sales, you know, look at all the different holidays and so forth. But you can essentially take the marketing process, find that ideal client or customer, drive them to a funnel, which is the entire sales process taken from in-person to now put online, to then check them out where they purchased that widget, to fulfill it, ship it to them, and then follow up with them. And maybe there's something else that you can sell them to now that they've bought that. You know, Amazon is a master at that, because you bought A, now B might be of interest for you. People that bought this item A also purchased, you know, item B, and so forth. And I could deep dive into this of how you create offers instead of just selling a product, which would differentiate you from competitors or people in your space, because value is, you know, people find it extremely valuable when there is an offer. It's not just a product. Maybe there's information or something else that is shared too. And there's a lot of different things that we could talk about there about that entire funnel. You can start building a list that you can eventually, run sales to people to. And you could do that by creating a lead magnet, which is essentially information, whether it be a video or an ebook or something about, let's use the example, widget A that folks had. So you can create a lead magnet, run ads, people can opt in to get that lead magnet, learn more about the widget or the problem that they're trying to solve, right? If you're trying to solve a particular problem, the lead magnet would say, here's how to solve that particular problem within a specific time frame, or 5 to 10 ways to solve that particular problem. So you're creating value for folks, and that's why they exchange their information for that lead magnet. It's a free piece of content or information that you put out. So that's step three, is structuring all of this. So step one, documenting every process, standard operating procedures. Step number two is charting and working out the workflow of marketing, sales, fulfillment, and then management of the clients and customers. And then step three is taking all of that and now putting the entire flow and entire process online. Camaplan is one of the leaders for personalized tax-deferred and tax-free IRA planning. Camaplan's team can assist you to take control of your retirement funds and financial future through self-directed investing. They offer support to clients throughout the entire process, from opening your first account to making your first purchase to self-managing your assets. Camaplan works with a growing network of investment providers in all asset categories and offer free investor education through classes, events, and webinars with over 15 years of leadership and self-directed retirement investing. Camaplan will help you unlock a convenient and safe way to manage your retirement investments and discover financial freedom beyond traditional investments, beyond Wall Street, and go from forever taxed to never taxed. Start to take control over your retirement funds and financial future today by visiting cashflowninja.com/Camaplan. Step number four is making sure that this is running 24/7, 365 days per year. So now that your business has gone from an offline business to an online business, now it's running 24/7. And you can have it running 24/7 by running ads and finding customers 24/7, having evergreen content available through your platforms, whether it be your videos, whether it be blogs, whether it be podcasts, whether it be live streams, or whether it be paid ads that you're running. The other nice thing too, and this was a huge aha moment for myself, is that when you usually ask business owners, who is the best person to sell your product or your service for your business. And most entrepreneurs would say, well, I'm probably the best person in my company to sell what we're doing since it's their company, right? Now, with this strategy, you can essentially be the person selling your product or your service for your company 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, because it's all recorded. So you've built all of this out, you've done the hard work, and now it's evergreen content. So now if you're running, let's just say, a paid ad, somebody clicks on it, maybe there's a lead magnet that they opt in, or maybe there's a video that you invite them to learn more about something about, they opt in. Again, you are that video that's recorded. The four videos on the back end after they opt in is you taking them through the entire sales process and converting them until they click on the button to buy and checking out and paying for a widget A, and then it's shipped from your company. So you're essentially selling your product or service 24/7, 365 days a year. This is what this allows you to do, which is very, very, very powerful. And in the information age, my friends, you're going to have a business that runs 24/7, 365. The scalability of this, imagine this is an info product where you don't even have to ship a physical product, or, you know, if you're a service business, you can have this whole thing set up, same process, find your ideal customers, convert them through the funnel, they schedule a call with you, and then they become a client or a customer. That's sort of the funnel that I've set up with Producers Wealth. But if it's just an info product, such as a course or something that helps someone solve a problem, which is the number one reason why a business should exist, if you're doing this and it's an info product, there's no limit to how you can scale this. You can scale this. You can have a global business running 24/7, 365, selling all over the world to people and helping people solve problems. And that is step five, is scaling. When you get to scale, and one, when you have, here's another thing, and that's why I put it as a separate step in. I just made a note here about it too. The reason why that is a separate step is, you can add an info product to what you already have. So if you have a physical product or you have a service, you can build out an info product in addition to that. So yes, there's a limit to how many widgets you can ship physically, because you only have a certain amount at any particular time, right? But your business is still running 24/7. But what if you, in addition to that physical product, add a information product in addition to that, and that's the one that really you try and scale, and really you put a little bit of money behind it for some paid advertising to drive as much traffic to it, because it doesn't require additional energy on your behalf to ship something physical or to have someone schedule a call, which requires, you know, 30 minutes to an hour of a specific person's time. So that's something that you can really ramp up and scale. So these are just some ideas. I'm going to go through the five steps. Step number one, document all your processes, standard operating procedures. Number two is create a workflow and chart all of the flows, the marketing, the sales, the fulfillment, and then the client and customer management. Number three is take all of that and take that online. And there's ways to do it. As I mentioned, marketing, you could do paid, you could do organic through building your own platform. Here's another marketing one too, is you can joint venture with someone that already has your ideal audience. So you can joint venture with someone like that. That's another marketing tactic right there. Sales, drive all of that to a funnel, not a website, that takes them through the entire sales process. And on the front end of that, you could have a lead magnet. You can invite them in to learn more about how you can solve that problem for them. There could be content. And then fulfillment, they can check out on that page and pay for the product, or schedule a call, the next step in the sales process. If it's a service business with someone, then there's fulfillment, obviously shipping the product out to them, or just email it to them if it's an information product, or onboarding them as a client after the sales call has been completed. If you're a service business, and then client and customer relationship management, you could do that through a great CRM. There's a lot of great ones, whether it be MailChimp initially, whether it be Salesforce, whether it be Infusionsoft. And then number four is having this run 24/7, 365 days a year. And then number five is scaling it, as I mentioned, adding an information product to your business so that you could really ramp it up and scale it globally and not be restricted by geography. Those are just some ideas of how to take an existing business online. If you have any other comments, please leave below. Please like, share this video or this podcast with folks in your network and in your community. Please leave your comments. Let us know what you think about this. If you want to add something, please let us know too. I really appreciate you spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me for another episode on the Cashflow Ninja. Again, all of our past episodes are available at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. And do not forget to sign up for that webinar with my friend Dave Stetch, where he's going to take his crystal ball and share with us what he's seeing in that crystal ball when it comes to real estate, private lending, and the State of the Union webinar that we're doing together. Register for that at cashflowninja.com/SOTU. That's S-O-T-U, cashflowninja.com/SOTU. Until next time, my friends, until we have another conversation and our next episode, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.